Hey
there, Hank. This your girl Dominique LeBlue. I am so glad you are on Anchor. Now I can listen to you while I drive. Anyways, much success. See you around. Bye.
But that's hot. It's hot. Hey, what's going on, y'all? I saw you come in this time. I'll peep it over my cup. You didn't sneak up on me this time. This coffee is very delicious. Have y'all ever had pistachio syrup? Pistachio syrup in your coffee? That's some of the perks to having a son who's a manager at Starbucks. All right. You know who it is, though. It's your boy, Big Tank. Hank, coming at you from a fish room that looks like it's shrinking on me, and I might have to do something different. We got another pre-record, but we're going to have a live chat. We're doing this, you know, because of my work schedule. You know, I got four weeks where I have to do pre-records, and 4 weeks where I do live. You know, we're making do. I always want to still bring some exciting content to you. But who we got on the show today? Legendary Florida man. He's coming in the door, and he's going to let you get a little insight into his life, what he does behind the scenes, what he does, you know, in his past times. And in the hobby, let's bring him on. What's going on?
What's going on, sir? How are you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. I told everybody, you know, I had the legendary Florida man coming in. You know, he's going to bring us a little excitement and break it down to us exactly how he lives his life, how he got in the hobby, and where he is right now. Take it away.
When you talk about the hobby, there are multiple facets. All of us Florida people like to fish at some point. Some point in your life, you're going to fish. Right. Some point in your life, you're going to be like, you know what? There's a lot of water out there, and I can eat some of that stuff if I just figure out a way to get it out of that water. You know, and at some point, it becomes like getting groceries. So it's... Look, times are bad right now. Now's a good time to be getting groceries out of Mother Earth.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. So then somehow we went smaller. Everybody else is trying to get bigger. We started getting smaller. Started saving them, putting them in glass boxes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Look how pretty this one is. And then we started doing research, and then went to the YouTube, and found other people doing the same thing, and then we found. We found Mr. Funk and started talking to him about what we were doing. And he goes, y'all need to start a YouTube channel. I'm a tattooer by trade, and I own a tattoo shop in Central Florida. But I have a lot of time off, and so we fish, and we do Florida stuff. All the stuff that people look on there and say, Florida man, other than the crimes and the crazy drug stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
There's good and bad with being associated with the Florida man.
Yeah, Florida is, I don't know, maybe leading in memes nowadays.
Yeah, we lead the country in memes for sure.
Oh, man. So where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, great.
And moved here when I was 9 years old. And they might not have been born in, all my kids were born in Florida. We definitely embrace the being in Florida. It's what we do.
Gotcha. So is it to all the rest of us? I mean, we have our own pictures in our heads, you know, about Florida. Wildlife wise, is it just as advertised?
There is more wildlife than you can shake a stick at in the water and out of it. I mean, everywhere you go, one of the places that we go today, somebody just sent me a picture of a big gator, and they were surprised because they know that we go to this spot. They said, hey, you know, there's a big gator down there. Last week we were down in that spot that the person sent it to me, and that gator bumped me while we were collecting. Man. And I tried not to freak out because he was right up against my leg, but it was like, it was only like a 6-7 foot gator. So you can usually scare them off as long as you do it gently. If you startle them, they'll turn around to protect themselves, but you can kind of just make a little noise and he'll say, oh no. And they'll move away slowly. If they don't feel totally like they're threatened and in danger.
Gotcha. You said just a little one, 6 to 7 feet.
Well, I mean, that's a small one. Oh, I
gotcha. Ooh, yeah, we got some huge ones here in Texas, though.
We have big ones.
Cut some tail off and put it in a skillet. You know, I think that might be my favorite meat.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it might be my favorite meat. We got a little old restaurant down there, Papado's. Holiday, whatever, birthday. Oh. If we go surprise, man, we're going to go to eat. They know what time it is.
We have eaten at Papado's, and I will tell you that I love eating at that place. We ate at it in downtown Houston and at the airport.
Okay, yeah. Old Papado's. It's as advertised.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, they got this old swamp thing drink. You sitting at the table and you're drinking it. It's real icy and fruity. You're going to get up slow, though.
Oh. That crawfish étouffée, though. Whew.
Crawfish étouffée, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, most definitely. Look, calamari, you know what I'm saying? I run the gamut up and down.
Yeah. See, now you got me missing the Papados. I'm going to have to make a long-distance Uber Eats order.
Hey, I hope they see this, and then I go viral, and then they send me, like, these certificates and stuff.
Me too.
Hey, I got you, man. I got you.
There ain't nothing like that around here, so.
Oh, for real? Oh,
not,
man.
Not unless we make it ourselves.
I got you. Here, you got copycats. You got little cousin copycats. It's every corner somewhere. Somebody trying to sell you some Louisiana-style cooking. It's all right, though. Most of them pretty good. I can't do no complaining. So tell me something. This is another question I have about Florida and the critters. Is it more of a regional thing in regards to certain types of critters?
To an extent, but I think it's more of a population thing. The thicker the population is, the less of the critter count you get. Gotcha, and as you go away from that, you start seeing more and more density of wildlife.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I need to go and, you know, do me some nighttime Burmese hunting, you know, just to get rid of them. They're invasive, just to get rid of them. That's
right. Well, just so you know, I've never seen a wild Burmese.
That's crazy, though, right?
That's all. I think that's more South Florida. And yes, South Florida definitely has the Burmese python problem. We don't see it as much here. We don't see the iguanas here.
Okay.
That's about, we're about 4 hours from South, 3 to 4 hours from South Florida. And it's a heat thing. We don't get as hot as they do down there. Some of the cold temperatures actually reach where we are.
Okay. I thought only Texas did that. You know what, man, we have Texas. If I don't care where you're from. There's a place in Texas that you can find your atmosphere. I don't care where you're from. Oh.
Yeah, pretty much. Florida's all hot. it's all hot. It's all humid. It's just varying levels of hot, and they like really, really hot.
Oh, gotcha. A little moisture in the air.
But like anywhere South Florida from Broward County and down, you get all the iguanas falling out of the trees and invasive snakes living in ditches.
I'm still tripping on that, man. I'm still tripping.
It happens.
I'm still tripping. very entertaining because I do partake in quite a bit of YouTube content of the Florida critter exploits.
It's fun. I lived in South Florida for about 4 years, and it was like living in another country.
Man.
It was interesting.
That's crazy. I can remember, I had to be, I'm 50. I turned 50 in April. I had to be 13-ish, somewhere in there, and I was really into fishing. To the point to where I used to watch the competitive Bassmaster Classics and all that on TV. I wasn't going to miss them. Well, there was this one particular show where they would go to South America and fish. So they had, Rainbow bass? What bass am I? Is that the right term? Are they the bass in Florida right now that's real popular?
Peacock bass?
There you go, peacock. I said rainbow. Okay. The peacock. Well, they were catching these peacocks in South America. You know, so I'm looking at these green fish, the big hump, and I'm like, man, those off the hook, man. Those, you know. But they were in South America catching these fish. So,
yep.
I went a while seeing that clown knives and what else was on there? Some tiger fish. I don't think the tiger fish are made in Florida. But who
tiger,
knows?
Tiger shovel nose, they have them.
Oh.
Tiger shovel nosed catfisher in Florida.
That's crazy. Man, and I don't know what I ran across, but a guy was fishing. And he catched the fish. And when they got through, they went to put the boat on the dock, and they went to a place to get them weighed and measured and all of this. And it was Florida. So I'm like, what's going on? Those are South American fish. It was like, man, these things, it's so many here and they've been here so long, you think that they supposed to be here, you know?
Right.
And it was just a big surprise to me. And I mean, you know, over the last few years, we all know and we see all the videos and stuff now, but man, it was crazy to me. But hey, you live and you learn.
So our peacock bass are supposed to be here. They are not a native species, but they are an introduced species to help keep some of the tilapia under wraps.
Mm.
And some of the other cichlids. A peacock bass is a cichlid, and its main diet is other cichlids, smaller cichlids.
Okay.
So they were introduced by FWC or Florida Fish and Wildlife.
Gotcha.
And I think it was right 80s or 80s. It might have been 70s, but I think it was in the 80s they were introduced to cut down on the cichlids and the tilapia, mainly the invasive fish that were taking over the waterways.
Okay. Yes, that one I didn't know. So are the clown knives invasive?
They are invasive. They were introduced by the aquarium trade, by people releasing them.
Oh, okay.
And all the fish you mentioned, the clown knife, the peacock bass, and the tiger shovel nose catfish, there's a lake in South Florida called Lake Ida, and Lake Ida has all three of those in it readily. It's easy for anyone to catch.
Mm. So was Lake Ida intentionally made?
No, it's Lake Ida is just a fishing lake before. It was just a lake, and but if you go to Lake Ida, they have those three predominantly in there. I mean, there's regular bass. Mm-hmm. It's a freshwater, but it's along the intercoastal waterway. I believe it's in I know it's in Broward County, but I believe it's in what's the name of it? Is it Deerfield Beach? It might be Boynton Beach. I can't remember, but it's right along the coast there on the east.
Okay. So who all encompasses legendary Florida man's inner circle?
Anybody who happens to be hanging out with us that day, mainly my wife, Jessica, my son, Jack, and then, we have a real close friend of ours, like my little brother Logan, is with us a lot. And that would, I would say that would be the main host of characters right there.
Gotcha.
But you will see my mother and father-in-law on there because they're Florida man too. They go out with us a lot. And we spend a lot of time on their property doing stupid stuff.
Okay. Good deal. And when you got family that you can actually get your family on with, that's not a as common as it's supposed to be. That's not a real common thing nowadays, you know.
Not anymore, is it?
That's not a real common thing, man. Oh, I'm guilty of it too. We have these discussions every now and then. We can remember the family reunions, you know, when we were the little people. Oh man, every year we're gonna see everybody at least 3 times a year.
Yep.
Now you're lucky if in 3 years you've seen, you know, anybody other than the ones that live in your house, man. That's sad.
COVID did a lot of that.
Yeah, and I was just gonna say, then when that when that thing came through here, oh yeah, it shut a whole bunch of stuff down.
Well, and the funny thing is, that's what expedited us going out and doing fish collecting, is because we couldn't do anything else. But the parks were available. Parks were open. You weren't really supposed to be going out of your house for anything but walking in the parks and doing things like that. So they pushed us here in Florida to go and utilize our resources, you know, to go to the parks. So we did.
Gosh.
Couldn't go to work.
Gotcha. Unless you work where I work, you know, and it's over, right? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, 24/7. Oh.
Well, you were essential.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely that.
Nothing I was doing was essential.
Oh man. But you made it. You made it through that thing. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Tattooing.
Yes, sir.
When did tattooing come into your life?
I've been tattooing for over 20 years now. That has always been the main focus of my life, other than my family. Okay. And I've owned the shop that we have now. I've owned this shop, been running this shop for 11 years. And then before that, I was running other people's shops for them.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, I have a lot of tattoos, but yeah, I haven't tattooed. My daughter bought a tattoo gun and some other stuff here recently. I haven't seen her tattoo anything, but she bought it. She had aspirations. She's an artist. She does paintings. You know, she gets down. But yeah, she had aspirations for a second.
It's scary when you permanently affect somebody's vanity.
Yeah. I see all the misspelling stories and all the different things, and it's like, man, you know, that's a big one. That's, you know, misspelled
tag. Look, I make a lot of money in cover-ups. 50% of my income comes in cover-ups.
Right. What girlfriend you on? Oh, I'm on number 6, but I got 10 tattoos of girls. And what are those others for? I don't want to speak on it. But then they get them covered. Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yeah, I love tattoos. I really do. Can't even trip. Cannot trip. Nobody would know I had 16 because of my job. Nowadays, you can have them. They can show, because since nobody wants to work, you know, they're like, hey, you guys can have facial hair. Your tattoos can show. What? Can we? Thank you. You're muted.
That better?
There you go.
All right. Yeah, you get away with just about anything now. I mean, now that nobody wants to work anymore, they'll do anything to get people to work.
Oh man, you know, that's I saw, and I don't want to get on like this political tangent or anything like that, but I saw a deal, or heard more than saw. You know, it was speaking on, you know, the virus coming through and people lost jobs, and because there's no jobs, you know, available, blah 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 blah,
right?
And I'm like, I say, okay, when it first happened, yes. I'm like, well man, my favorite restaurant can't even keep their doors open 3 whole days a week. because they can't fill out a complete, you know, whole crew. And the place where I work now, we're short like 9,000 people all over Texas. And I'm like, the jobs are out there. People just don't want to go to them now.
No, but you know what? It's put the power back in the hands of the people to be able to work. So it's not all bad.
I want to know, because I thought that the government wasn't giving out checks no more. I'm trying to figure out where they're getting money from, though. That's the part that got me. I'm like, well, they're not making money, so how are they not working?
That's not true. They just found alternative hustles to where they don't have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah, that'll work too.
I mean,
that'll
take away everybody's availability, everybody's way to get to work or to go make an income. Got to figure out other alternative ways to make income.
I got you. You're gonna make me do some research because I know some lazy people.
Yeah,
I know some. I mean, like talking about the hustle, the extra hustle. I mean, in that way, I'm like, man, I know some people that I don't. You're like,
No.
You know, if you told them they had to punch a clock, yeah, they'll show up. But them getting up on their own, I'm like, man, well, maybe it did something for them. I don't know.
Maybe. That's purely speculation, too.
Okay.
I know some people that are still just lazy as they were before. They just eat less, I guess.
Yeah, gotcha. Because I was like, man, okay, I need to look into that. Because maybe they can tell me something. Because I used to do club security and stuff, you know, beforehand. Whereas after that, I'm like, yeah. No, I don't think I'm going to be coming in the club with all these people, sweaty people right here around me, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I say, no, I think I'll go and retire from that one. That's all right, though, man. Hey, times change. I'm going to figure it out, though. I'm going to see what they got going on.
Let me know when you find out, because I'm curious to see what kind of stuff is going on, too.
Yeah, I got to figure that one out, man. No job, and then the gas going through the roof. Oh, I said I wasn't going there. I said I wasn't going there. Let me.
it's your show. You do what you want.
I know, man. I have to digress, though. I have to. Hey, my people already hate that I'm doing a reptile stream on Saturdays in conjunction with this one. I don't want to upset them no more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Why are they upset that you're doing a reptile stream?
Oh no, because it's like I'm not theirs, fully theirs anymore. You know, I got some people that have voiced some stuff like that. But they didn't say those words, but it's like, you know, I'm like, what do you mean? I'm still, you know, doing my Friday deal. What are you talking about?
I think if you're into fish, you're just one reptile away from being a reptile person too.
Yes. There's a lot of them that I found out, though, they're undercover.
Yep.
Yeah, they're undercover. I'm like, hey, don't I know you in the chat right here on this reptile thing? Wait a minute, what are you doing over here? I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them that you like snakes and and frogs. I'm going to tell them.
Yeah, we have fish, amphibians, snakes, geckos.
Already. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, They were all our snakes were rescues, but yeah, we have two. What are those things? My brain is just mush right now. We have one that is a gray corn snake.
Okay,
and then we have two boa constrictors.
Gotcha.
And a gargoyle gecko.
That sounds good. My wife ain't gonna let me say no. Reptile's life.
No.
she ain't trying to hit. I have a red-eyed tree frog over there. She don't have to see him. You know, he's a tree frog. Snake? Right. Oh, man. Yeah. She's like, well, you know, as long as you're just talking about snakes.
Yeah, these came to me in a pillowcase. Somebody needed to get it. Their son moved out and they were left in there. He brought them to me literally in a pillowcase.
Okay. That's cool, though. And how many fish tanks you have?
I think the last with fish in it or waiting for fish?
With fish.
With fish, we probably got 40 something. And then two ponds. We have a 200 gallon pond and a 140 gallon pond.
Okay, okay.
And then we probably got 100 tanks ready to be filled. Because I have a 2,500 square foot area down below my house that we're working on right now to make a large fish room and studio for streaming and video.
It's off the hook, man. I'm in this room here might be 8x6. If I lay down.
This room's about the same. It's about 8x13, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
It's real narrow and long, but
I see some depth behind you. The depth you see behind me, that might be all that's in the front of me. Yeah, that's it. Oh, man, you talk 2,500. Oh, man, fish room.
So this started off as my fish room, and I outgrew it real quick. And then it grew into the rest of the house. And my wife was like, you need to start making room downstairs for that stuff.
You have the room, though. That's a wonderful thing. Now, that's a lot of tanks. To the best of your ability, could you tell me what all the different species that you have housed right now?
Let's see. I have flower horns, bettas. I have both embellus and I have wild and splendus, embellus and splendus. Okay. I have autosynculus catfish. I have discus. I have bikers, arowanas, loaches, coolie loaches, and dojo loaches. I have a lot of axolotls. All these back here are axolotls.
Oh, okay.
I probably have 100 axolotls.
Mm.
Then we have all our native fish, which are, I have a big thing of bluefin killifish, lease killifish, and now we've got Seminole killifish. I've got a big 75 gallon guppy tank. I have five tanks that are nothing but Neocardinia shrimp, where we have cherry and securas, we have blue dreams, and then we have a couple of Skittles tanks. We have all of our baby bettas in another tank over there, mating flower horns down there, a couple of blood parrots, a bunch of black acaras, electric blue acaras, Florida gar, spotted gar, jeweled cichlids. I'm just looking over here and counting everything. And then downstairs, it's all mostly tilapia and Jack. I have a Jack Dempsey that I can't find downstairs, but mostly it's tilapia downstairs already in the two ponds.
Okay, find him. What you mean you forgot what tank he was in?
No, I know exactly which tank he is in, but it's a big black pond and he's elusive because we caught him wild like 3 days ago and brought him in with a bunch of tilapia, and there was a Jack Dempsey in there, and I haven't been able to catch him out of the pond.
Wow, Jack Dempsey. Man, I'm still tripping.
Yeah.
Oh, Florida. He's what? Wild Jack Dempsey. Boy.
Yeah.
You hit your mic again. There you go.
You sure?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah. You bet.
All right. Good.
Now, question, because I have a few guppies in here, and I started out, you know, with wild-type guppies that are wild guppies, but they're from the feeder trade, you know, the very poorly kept, you know. But have you seen any of the wild guppies in Florida? / Endlers, because there's some wild Endlers there also.
We just caught some. The day that we got the Dempsey, we caught some that they almost look like your gambusias, yes. But they have the blues and yellows coming off the tails, almost like an Endler would.
Gotcha. Oh, see, that is what I want to go. Yes, I know, y'all. You would think big fish, Florida, And I'm sitting there talking about some little bitty wild guppies. Yes, yes. My roots are guppies. Then when I found out about the wild guppies as I got older, I'm like, man, this is it right here, man. These little rascals.
You ever come visit, I got two or three ponds that's nothing but guppies.
Ooh-wee.
I got one pond that's nothing but guppies and flagfish.
Okay, okay. I had one Florida flagfish that I got. Speaking of feeder, the Pets Supermarket, Pet Supplies Plus, up the street from me, they have a little row of feeder tanks, and I go in at least once a week to see what accidentally came in with the feeder fish, because you can get it free or 25 cents, whatever the price is for the feeder fish. And man, you'd be surprised some of the stuff. I found out I have a whole, wait a minute. That's a shrimp and least killifish tank right there. I found out about least killifish because of a feeder tank up the street. I'm just looking in it, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, hey man, y'all, okay, the guppies are looking pretty good, you know, this week. What is that? Hey, you know, hey, come here, man. What is that? Maybe it's a, you know. I'm like, right. Yeah, that's not really helping. Can I get him? How much? Y'all, man, you can get him for free. Okay. Came home, took a picture, and put it in one of the groups on Facebook. Hey, y'all, what is this? They start hitting me back. That's what I did with everything. Florida flagfish, yep. Least killifish. Hey, that's least killifish, blah, 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 with the breaking it out. Yes, I need to buy me some of those. Yep. I wish I could go and catch them myself, but yeah, I don't have that privilege.
we have a lot of them.
Yes, I like them, man. I like these little fellas, man.
I really like that deep substrate, too. That looks real good.
Hey, you know who that come from? Father Fish.
Oh, yeah. I'll be with him tomorrow.
I got another one over here on that side. Works very well. Works very well, though. I can say that. The tank's been running for a few years like that. Just rolling.
That's my next one, is I'm going to build a real deep substrate. Believe it or not, I think the thickest substrate I have on anything right now is like 3 or 4 inches.
Okay, okay. But like the Father one behind Fish, me?
Father Fish says go, what, 6 inches or more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the one behind me right there, that one, that's probably, and it's half of these, but it's probably three years old, 2.5, 3 years old, when, you know, he was first saying, put dirt in your tank. Dirt, wood, leaves, and I went to the local creek with my hoe. Hoe is in my garden tool.
Garden tool, yeah.
And I went and dug me up some mud in a bucket. I put it in there. I didn't cap it. So initially, you know, it was some work getting it to, you know, to settle down. But yeah, that's been the same substrate in there, man, for a while.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, love me some fish fam and fish tube, man. I'm trying to tell you.
You're not kidding.
Most
some of the best people I've met in a long time.
I can say that. I can say that. I have one very, very good friend that I grew up with. We're the same age, birthdays a month apart. And I have a few close associates. But I got into, you know, not hobbing around on the screen with fish tubers, and I probably got three more friends, like, you know. Friend buddies call me on the phone, checking on me every day, and from doing this.
Yep.
And it's crazy. I'm like, this is not real world. You hear people saying, man, it's not real. I'm like, well, yes, it kind of is.
It's found a way to leak into being real world nowadays.
Yeah, so yeah, it kind of is at this point. But it's cool, man.
When 90% of our real relationships come on this thing now, then that's when it leaks in the real world, because half the people I pass on the street, I still say hello, so how you doing? But I don't have the relationship that I do with a lot of people that I have on this box.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yep. Yeah, I'm here to tell you that part of bringing me through, you know, my little old bout of depression when my leg was messed up. It was here. It was real life for me at that point.
I bet.
Most definitely.
You know,
and it gave me this platform.
I've heard of a lot of people, like especially after the shutdown and all that stuff, where a lot of people went through a real bad depression afterwards. Now I know with your leg, it was bad, but people that didn't have the physical ailments that still just being locked down, they went through 6 months to a year of depression after that.
Yeah.
The YouTube and the fishing is what pulled. I went through a depression like that, to where I was. I have people at work. I didn't go. I'm like, you know, they're running the shop. I don't have to be there. So I just withdrew, and I've never had any kind of depression in my entire life.
Yep.
And fishing and the YouTube channel is what brought me out of it.
Yep.
You know, so I can certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, but 2020, my leg. I heard it in 2017, but 2020. I missed 2 months of work because that's when COVID first hit. My body, when I say shut down, it wouldn't let me through the gates at my job.
Ugh.
I'd been in the parking lot looking at the fence, like tears, you know, just on their own, tears running. Not even a thought, like a thought that I recognized even in my head, you know, not even, it would just be like, no, not today. We're not doing it today. And then another day, then another day. So then I sought, you know, some professional help, and we talked through some things. And then they gave me this mild grade of anxiety medication that, like I told them, I said, all I need, because I was working in food service at the time, I said, all I need to do is get into my kitchen. I said, if I could get in there, that means I got to go through the gate, then through another gate, and then through the hallways, cell blocks to get to this kitchen. I was like, all I got to do is get in there. The little medication they gave me got me into the kitchen. I took the medicine maybe 3 weeks after that, and everything just started coming back to me. But I went 2 months. I couldn't even get out of the parking lot with no history of ever dealing with that or anything like that. Oh, it hit me.
That's crazy. It's crazy how our minds work like that.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, you're not going to do that today. I'm not even gonna tell you why. I'm just gonna tell you, you ain't doing that today.
Exactly. When talk to a warden, I say, sir, I say, I can't explain it. I've been doing this for 7 years. I said, so it's not like there's anything in there that I'm afraid is gonna surprise me per se. Except for that, you know, that little virus was running rampant, you know. I was like, yeah, I can't explain it. I'm just not going to be able to do it today or tomorrow,
right,
or the next day or the next day. Or, you know, I'll let you know when I can come back, though, because it's not going to be no time soon. Fish fam and these fish, period. Wonderful thing, man. Wonderful thing. What is your favorite freshwater fish?
Ooh, that's a good one. Come on, man. I wasn't expecting the hard question.
Hey, you know.
Damn. Just one, huh?
Yeah, just one. Just one. If you want to hit a 1A and a 1B, we'll take that.
Damn. Right now, it's got to be arowana. It's got to be my favorite. I'm really enjoying my arowanas. Which I never thought I would own an arowana, but I got gifted a tank by a really, really close friend of mine. And the reason he gifted me the tank is because we used to go and have a beer with his arowana. It's a 10-foot acrylic tank, and it was in his garage, and his arowana died.
Mm.
We had a hard freeze, and in Florida, we had a hard freeze this last year, and he said he wanted it to go to me. So I got arowanas to put back in there here at my place so that if he needed to go have a beer, he could go do it with the arowanas.
Okay. Good deal.
Never even on my radar of wanting a arowana. And now I have two silver arowana, and they're amazing. I love them things to death. So right now, this moment, arowanas are my favorite.
Okay. You take that. You take that. I like them. I like them quite a bit myself. Now, I used to have the miniature ones. You know, they're called Golden Wonder Killifish. And it's all right for Florida to have a hard freeze. You know, we had a blizzard, man. You know,
right?
Woo! That was an experience. Ooh,
we usually don't have heaters, so you get a hard freeze here, and it'll mess up some things.
Hey, now that reminded me of something. We had been living in this house at that point. Oh man, two years ish. We have a fireplace. Never used it. Blizzard hit. Rolling power outages. Do you know? I probably went another 6 months after the freeze. Realized, hey, we had a fireplace the whole time. We were blessed to have rolling, like very well-timed rolling outages, like 8 or 9 hours in the middle of the night, our area would not have power. So you just slept. You had enough clothes on and cover, you just slept. The power would come on 7 o'clock in the morning or so. You get up, you get stuff going, get a bath in, get some food, you know, cooked up or whatever. It would go out. And then you'd have these intermittent amounts of hours where there was people who would be a block over from me who would not have power. Like, for your power is going to be on today, but not tomorrow at all. I don't know how they figured that one out, but I'm kind of glad I was on this side of the neighborhood. Oh, it was crazy, man.
I don't know what just being cold, I can't do.
Oh, man. Driving. Oh, you know, I don't know nothing about like chains on tires and, oh man, my daughter, she's the manager of the Time Wise gas station up the street from us. So, you know, management, she's got to be in early. She's not going to drive her car in the snow. She don't know nothing about that. So daddy's coming to the rescue. I'm out there. I even videoed it. I think it's still on my page. I'm out there, I can't open the door to the car. The ice is thick like this on the windshield, and I'm like, okay, how? Okay, I pour the alcohol on the windshield, and I try some everything. I end up with this little hole in the windshield. I can see out of like this. The door open, when I would have to turn, I would open the door and lean out so I could turn and not slide into the ditch. Oh, man, it was so special. I said, oh, it's the end of the world right now. It has to be.
Yeah, no, it's cold. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere if it's that cold, especially if there's wet stuff on the ground.
Man. Yeah, it was a whole thing. All right. What is a guilty dessert pleasure of yours?
Guilty dessert?
A guilty dessert pleasure.
I mean, anything with sugar in it. I mean, after midnight, nothing's safe.
I'm kind of there.
for some reason, I'm fine right up until midnight. And right about midnight, once everybody else is asleep, everything with sugar in it's in danger.
I'll let you hit me with that one. I'll take that. I'll take that ass on that one. Yeah, I take that one. Most definitely. So what fish you don't have, when you get your ground floor fish room up and ready, what fish are you going to? Yes, I'm asked the question like this. You're going to go right out. You might not go right out, but if you could, you're going to go right out and get.
I don't know that I'm going to. I think I'm just going to probably arrange the ones I got first.
And roll like it is.
Yeah, because I got enough to take care of now. The when we keep going fishing, I keep having to fill more tanks.
Yeah, so you anything,
got, so
yeah, quite any, a bit.
Anything I go and buy, that's just something else I took away from catching and putting in there.
Gotcha. Have you caught any sailfin mileage yet?
Lots of them.
Man, that's why I want some wild sailfin mileage also.
Yeah, we got lots of those.
And nothing like the greens and slight yellows and slight reds with the sail way up here.
Oh,
you
know,
you don't see them in the store like that, man. They have some high fin. Yeah, no, it's not the same.
The last video we did with Ryan from Wild Fish Tanks, we caught one that we got a real good video of that has it was blue, and it had a real high fin on it.
Gotcha. I know what I'm gonna be doing after we get through streaming here. Yeah, I gotta go. I'm just gonna do a whole run through, man. Cause I mean, I saw the video with you and Funk, and that's just how, you know, I was like, hey, let me okay. highlight it. But I need to go and just do me a purge on your videos.
Man, when we went out with Funk, we couldn't get anything done. We was laughing so hard that we couldn't get anything done.
Yes.
And we went out with Funk again looking for some pickerels, and that one was a little more, we were able to like catch stuff and film stuff then, but we haven't gotten that one up and edited yet.
Okay. Grass pickerels.
Yeah, we didn't find any, just spoiler alert, we didn't find any.
Okay.
But we found a whole lot of pygmy sunfish.
Gotcha. I heard pygmy sunfish eat hair algae. Do they eat hair algae?
What's that?
The flagfish. I said, is the pygmy sunfish or the flagfish eat hair algae?
I'm not sure.
I need to get one of
them. I think they both do. Maybe not. I don't know. But we are, that's what we're going with Father Fish tomorrow, is back to that spot to find more pygmy sunfish.
Oh, okay. Father Fish really likes pygmy sunfish.
Yes.
He really likes pygmy sunfish.
Yes, he does. I gave him a couple weeks ago, I gave him like 20 of them. And then he goes, you really just need to take me where you got these. I was like, let's go. So, that's what we're doing tomorrow. I gave him the location. I'm like, look, it's over here. He goes, no, you need to take me to go find these. I was like, all right then. So yeah, we're going out tomorrow.
Love me some Father
Fish. I tell you what, that you talk about a wealth of information.
Yeah, most definitely. Love me some Father Fish. He's a pop up on the stream, man. You know, he called me Garrick almost right off top. I mean, of course he knew Hank initially, but it was like, yeah, that's not gonna last very long.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Good dude. Let me see. What else can I hit you with? We did the guilty snack. Who are you watching right now? Because I know we go in waves sometimes. I can't let you give me, you know, people say, well, I'm watching everybody right now. You know, no.
Let's see. I'm watching a lot of Monster Mike, which he's more fishing, not so much aquarium stuff.
Yeah.
Some Zach Catchem, Joey, the King of DIY. Aquarium Info.
Okay.
of course, Tuaza Tanks.
Tozawa.
Yeah.
There you go. Zenzo. Yeah. Gotcha.
I've been watching him a lot. Nick Bingo and Paul Cafaro. Don't watch TV anymore. All we watch is YouTube, you know.
Yeah, just I think. That's the go-to nowadays.
I mean, that's right.
Especially if you're on YouTube, you have to go to. I have some things that me and my wife watch, but
That's it.
And the reason I asked earlier about the regional with certain types of critters actually was from Monster Mike, because Monster Mike, you know, he'd be in certain areas catching certain types of fish that other people, you know, it's like, oh no, we really don't have those here unless we go to such and such a place. I'm like, how's Monster Mike running up on these fish like this?
Yeah, well, so they're in Miami, and it's just like all those guys, Joey Slayum, Zach Catchum, what's that kid's name? I can't remember. Bass Fishing Productions or whatever his name is. All those guys are in South Florida in that Broward County down, and that is definitely like a different part of the country, let alone different part of the state where they it's hot there, so you get a lot more of the subtropical species there that you don't get Central Florida and up. You know, so yes, you it's very specific as far as what they're catching down there is specific to that area just because of the temperatures. And the main thing is it doesn't ever drop down to like having a hard freeze.
Okay. And just cold enough for the iguanas to fall out of the trees.
That's right. Well, I mean, a tilapia, here's an example of if the water gets below 46 degrees, tilapia will die.
Okay.
That had happened in South Florida, but it will happen, you know, Central Florida and up.
Gotcha. Let me see. We're at the 52-minute mark, and when I'm doing a pre-record, if I hit 1 hour and 1 second, it's not going to let me upload. So what we're going to do right now, I want you to give if there's anything you want to say, you want to plug your channel, your Instagram, somebody you know with a business, anything, some motivational, whatever. I'm opening the floor up to you if you got anything that you want to give.
Yeah, I mean, please check us out on other social medias. Type in your favorite social media and then Legendary Florida Man and we'll pop up. And we appreciate it. And get out there and get in nature and use your resources. You don't have to be in Florida to be a Florida man.
Okay. Hashtag Legendary Florida Man. I might have to put that on something.
Love it. Love it.
Most definitely. Man, I appreciate you coming on here.
We appreciate you. We appreciate it.
I believe if you got a zeal for this thing, each one need to reach one. And then if you get a chance, teach one. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Love it.
Everybody show each other some love. Hey, what I always say, y'all, tell somebody you love them, because somebody needs to hear it. Trust me, somebody close to you needs to hear that you love them and they care about them. Take care of these fish, and we out. Peace.